Welcome to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. After 7 years, over 700 episodes, and over 70,000 listeners, we continue to stay nimble and agile. We want to engage our young people, parents, and educators to introduce STEM early by leveraging our curriculum based on Smart Sarah, Perceptive PJ, and their friends and family that promote diversity and inclusion. We also want to connect with our college and young professionals pursuing careers, especially in the field we know best, technology and IT. We also weave in tips related to the agile mindset and being agile to continue to promote a way of life that helps us learn to stay flexible, relevant, and ahead of the game in technology. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your technology and educational experience. And remember to listen, learn, leverage, and launch your dreams and reach your full potential.
Hi, this is Jacqueline Sanders-Blackman, bringing to you more questions and answers around ways to create healthy teams. And there's a word, I like to think that I made it up first time I heard it, but the idea of teaming, being a team, being more of a verb, something that you have to do and work at, and it's about continuous and being intentional. Making an effort. And with that said, if there's teaming, then you put anti in front of it and there's anti-teaming. And that for me is the behaviors, especially the soft skills, that break a team down. They break the bond. And most of all, the bond is made out of trust. So they break the trust. And by and large, and many times I've been to client sites and I observe them, and when I give my initial assessment, I'll use the word, there's a lack of trust, and that immediately gets a reaction. And sometimes people are quick to say, no, we trust each other, we like each other, you know, even we're good friends, we get along great, you know, we spend time after work, you know, talking, and you know, we've got, you know, a great atmosphere. But at the same time, all that said, the fact of the matter is when it comes down to decisions, to direction, to alignment, to agreement, from an outside observer, it's very clear to me, without question, that there is a lack of trust. And I see it in the symptoms and the behaviors, and people feeling like they don't agree with the direction, or not feeling energized or motivated, feeling like they're not given all the information. And so it comes out in different types of behavior. And so when I talk about, you know, working at being a team, it's about making sure and renewing the trust. And trust can be broken or eroded in small little events, and or it might be one big one. And that's a reality. And I actually, when a team is so quick to say, oh, no, we like each other, we get along great, I see that as a defensive move, because it's almost like being too nice. You all probably have heard me use the term false harmony. And false harmony is speaking as if we never disagree. If you never disagree, a lot of times that in itself is a defense mechanism, because you're afraid if you disagree, you won't know how to get back to a healthy place. So it's either we avoid, avoidance is what we're talking about. And being and when you avoid something, the next thing is it festers. And eventually anything that festers over time ends up exploding. So that's the life cycle right there. Either we have the conversation, even if it's uncomfortable, and then afterwards we acknowledge that it was uncomfortable, and we talk about that, and we talk about the steps to get back where we need. And that's what things like that are built in into Scrum, like the retrospective. So we did the work, we got the work done, but were we snippy with each other? Were we short with each other? Were we harboring things? Now, I see this over and over, that after the sprint is over, let's say you had a heated moment on day two of the sprint. And I've watched teams, when we get to the end of the sprint, no one mentions what happens on day two. Now, we might say, rah, rah, we got it done. The product owner is happy. Okay, let's talk about what's next. But the reality is what it took to get through that sprint, it left a scar, it left a wound, and you're not addressing it. You're not dressing that wound. You're not cleaning it out and making sure that it's going to heal properly. And that's where the festering comes about. So I often have teams, and here's a very tactical tip, that when that disconnect happens right then and there, they create a sticky and they put it on their board. If you use a virtual board like Parable, you put it on the board right then and there. So that when we get to the end of the sprint, we can point to that and it's like, let's talk about this. I know we got around it, over it, or ignored it, but remember when we had that heated moment, or that moment of frustration, what got us there, and how do we avoid that? So I think in a nutshell that really kind of, you know, describes the scenario I'm talking about, and even a suggestion on what to do about that. So I say we stop there. You take that and, hey, give me some feedback. You know, send me an email or a direct message or leave a comment. I'd love to know if you've used any of these or experienced any of these in your real world. Love to have that feedback. Again, I'm Jacqueline Sanders Blackman. More on any of the topics and the quotes or tips from our calendar, which is a day-by-day calendar that you can use both in 2022 to finish out this year, as well as take it into 2023. You just go to Jacqueline-Sanders-Blackman.com and you'll be able to see the electronic version. And if you want to download and purchase it, there's information there for that as well. So thank you so much for your support and for listening. Bye for now.